I'm Airman First Class Parker Toomer. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Wyvern Nation holds Maintenance Professional of the Year Ceremony and Aircrew Engagement Survey. The 31st Maintenance Group recently held an afternoon of celebration and camaraderie, honoring its top performers at the annual Maintenance Professional of the Year Banquet on Aviano Air Base, March 27th, 2025. This event holds immense importance within the military, serving as a moment to recognize and celebrate the hard work, dedication, and achievements of airmen essential to generating combat air power.
The MPOY Banquet served as a powerful reminder of the importance of excellence in teamwork and achieving mission success. The event recognized airmen from all career fields in the group, climaxing with the presentation of the coveted Airman, Non-Commissioned Officer, and Senior NCO Maintenance Professional of the Year awards. Alongside recognizing standout individuals, the banquet provided an opportunity for maintainers to connect and strengthen camaraderie while enjoying a celebratory meal. Colonel Joseph Stengel, 31st Maintenance Group Commander, says the success of individuals is fostered by their camaraderie amongst wingmen.
It's super hard to boil it down to singling out airmen to say you're the best maintainer, because not a single one of us would be there without the brother or sister to our left and right.
Stengel also notes it is important to reflect on the maintainer's success, as they are key to the lethality of the 31st Fighter Wing, as they generate combat air power, deterring pacing threats in today's high-stakes security environment. I'm Airman Hayden Henley, AFN News.
Aircrew Engagement Survey. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Sayomi Sabornin. Aircrew members are invited to share their perspective on their careers through the annual Aircrew Engagement Survey, open now until April 16th. This year's survey will look significantly different than previous surveys, as the Air Force Aircrew Crisis Task Force, or ACTF, seeks more fidelity on common points of view expressed across all ranks. Aircrew members' responses to this voluntary confidential survey will also inform Air Force retention efforts and enhance the ACTF's engagement with senior leaders by providing direct member insight. Colonel Alexander Fafinski, ACTF Director, says using the data can affect the change our Air Force needs, and while the progress is slow, the task force is advocating aggressively based on the feedback. The task force will use multiple data analysis methods to review findings, inform change, and communicate back to the force. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer.